Earlier this month, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, moved to loosen a 215 regulation regarding coal ash disposal. According to the Associated Press, some of the rule changes would push back the deadline to close problematic ash dumps. Other changes weaken drinking water protections by removing some contamination limits. State officials would be allowed to end groundwater monitoring. The EPA says the changes give states more flexibility in managing coal ash and will save between $28 to $31 million a year in regulatory costs. The EPA's press release didn't mention any benefits to the environment or public health from the regulation changes. The state of Indiana produces 7 million tons of coal ash each year, as the state with the most coal ash ponds in the country. Dr. Indra Frank is the Director of Environmental Health and Water Quality for the Hoosier Environmental Council. She says the EPA's changes mean more groundwater contamination in Indiana, as well as a reduction in the number of contaminated sites that get cleaned up. Dr. Frank spoke with WFHB News Director Wes Martin about the rule changes. We bring you that conversation for today's feature report.
Dr. Frank, I'm wondering, what can you tell me about these latest easing of toxic coal ash regulations?
Well, the Hoosier Environmental Council is very concerned about EPA's changes to the coal ash rule. These changes set Indiana up for more groundwater contamination, for a reduction in the number of contaminated sites that get cleaned up, slower cleanups for the ones that do get cleaned up, and it puts us at higher risk for coal ash spills.
What is the issue with coal ash for our listeners that don't know? Coal ash itself doesn't sound, it sounds fairly innocuous, but what is coal ash and what does it do in these lagoons or ponds?
Coal ash is what's left after we burn coal. And coal has traces of heavy metals in it, but once we've burned off the carbon in the coal, those are in higher concentration in the ash. Careful how we dispose of the ash, because if it comes in contact with water, those heavy metals can contaminate the water. On an annual basis, Indiana produces approximately 7 million tons of coal ash. So there's a great deal of it.
Can you describe what some of the effects of this groundwater contamination, what public health risk that may pose or environmental risk that may pose?
Yeah, there are a variety of risks because there's a list of about 10 different contaminants that can come from coal ash. It includes arsenic and lead that are toxic to the nervous system. It also includes hexavalent chromium and arsenic, again, and radium, which are carcinogenic and increase the risk of cancer.
And we recently saw a report that was required by, the Obama administration's EPA to have these coal companies and energy companies provide a testing of all of their coal ash ponds. I was wondering, could you speak to that for a moment, what some of those findings were?
Sure. Yeah. So the first regulations that we've had in this country regarding coal ash disposal started in 2015, and under those regulations, utilities were required to test the groundwater under their coal ash disposal sites. The reports were made public in just March of this year, and what they show is that all of the Indiana sites where we have disposal of coal ash, we've got contamination of the underlying groundwater so that it exceeds health-based standards. Basically, the coal ash is rendering that groundwater unfit for human consumption.
Just to go back to the most recent development here, there's the easing of these coal ash regulations now by the Trump administration. Can you tell me a little bit about where this easing of those regulations come from and what concern that may be to the Hoosier Environmental Council?
Sure. Yeah, shortly after the Trump administration took office in 2017, electric utilities sent a letter requesting changes to the coal ash rules, and their changes are what we're now seeing implemented by the EPA. The administration in Washington is promoting these changes as increased flexibility for the states, but prior to the first coal ash rule in 2015, the states had 100% flexibility. In Indiana, that flexibility was disastrous. For all the decades that coal was being burned, Indiana chose not to regulate how coal ash was disposed of. And as a result, Indiana now has extensive groundwater contamination from coal ash. And we have millions of tons of coal ash sitting in the floodplains of Lake Michigan and of our major rivers.
So, Dr. Frank, what is the Hoosier Environmental Council proposing, or what is it something that people can do if they don't like the easing of regulations with regards to the disposal of coal ash?
That's an excellent question. So Indiana's Department of Environmental Management started the process of writing its own regulations for coal ash disposal just about a year ago. The Hoosier Environmental Council is following that rulemaking process very closely. Anyone who joins us in concern about this can certainly write to the state and write to the governor asking that the coal ash disposal regulations ensure that we protect our rivers and our groundwater. What we'd like to see is coal ash disposed of in landfills that are on high ground out of the floodplain with liners underneath that will protect the groundwater.
Dr. Frank, is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know or residents of Indiana to be made aware of with regards to either coal ash groundwater contamination or this latest deregulation of that disposal?
Yes, actually, one other thing. Since we got that groundwater data in March, anyone who has a private well and lives within a mile of one of these coal ash disposal sites really ought to get their well tested for heavy metals.